Papa Y Mobile.
4VWA Mobile.
December Delta, 7 Japan Mobile.
ND7J, KA3JCA.
It's a little scratchy this morning, but it's probably where I'm at.
Hi there, Bob. Hey, listen, I looked up that antenna for two-way radio. It's a wide band. It's a three-element. It's actually a total of eight elements, three on VHF and five on UHF. And it, on the little tuning stub where the coax connector connects, there's a little flat bar that connects between the tuning stub and the driven element that you could adjust, but it's pretty much factory set because you could use it on 2 meters at 440, plus you could adjust it if you need to take it up into the GMRS band, but it's pretty much tuned for 2 meters at UHF for ham radio.
Saying that when she was using, because I asked her if she calibrated the SWR meter, and there was some difficulty as to whether that happened or not. So I have a feeling that the antenna probably hit where it needs to be.
So, yeah, I was just looking at it on Amazon. So, yeah, when she got it off of Amazon, it's a foldable antenna that I guess comes together. Do you remember how Arrow designed some of their antennas where you could unfold them and screw it all together? That's pretty much what this is like.
Yeah, roger that. I figured that's probably what she had, something along those lines. And like I said, I've never seen an SWR meter that you don't have to calibrate. I could be wrong. I just haven't seen one. I don't know. Have you?
That I never had to calibrate was my Bird watt meter, but that's a little bit different. So, but most of the other ones, you have to calibrate the needles.
Yeah, exactly. And she said hers was digital, but I would be very surprised if there wasn't some sort of a calibration process to get it accurate. And I'm what she really needs to do is put an antenna analyzer on it. That'll tell her everything.
So, alrighty. And just to give you a quick update, I talked to Patrick. I probably got the first two-thirds of the presentation done. I'm finishing up the screenshots and the cutting and the pasting. And I'll probably send it to him. I've got doctor's appointments today and tomorrow, but I hope to have it to him before Friday. Him and I are going to go through it one more time, and then I'll send that to your Dropbox.
I'll look it over. I'm sure it's going to be fine. And I'm glad you looked up at that antenna, because I was going to do the same thing. I was curious, but I suspect that antenna is probably working fine, and I also suspect your SWR is probably not that high. It could be, but I'll bet you it's in the meter.
First when I put in two-way radio Yagi, it only came the UHF bottles, but she gave me the name of it, and I was able to find the one that she apparently had. And then, like I said, that particular Yagi is limited to 100 watts. So I'm not sure what radio she has that she's running, but the power and so forth on it. But it should handle it. So, all right, well, I just wanted to jump in there like everybody else there and throw in 2 cents. Hopefully that will help her to understand what's going on. And hopefully we can get her SWR to where she's happy with it.
Yep, I agree. And, it also, she'll figure it out, I'm sure, but the, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Well, I don't know, but anyway, like I said, she's not going to burn up her radio, and I don't know of a lot of 2-meter 440 radios that are over 100 watts. Most of them aren't even, the one I'm on is the highest wattage radio I can find, and I think it's 75 watts.
Alrighty, well, I heard you in here earlier, and I wanted to get back with you. I actually just got a phone call that to take me to my doctor's appointment almost an hour and a half early, so I've got they said 11 o'clock last night. They just called with an updated time. It said 15 minutes. I have to get ready, so. Alrighty. But I'll catch you guys later on the radio, KA3JCA.
Alrighty, have a good one. Good talking to you. Yeah, I'm glad you checked out that antenna, and I'll try to turn on the radio in the shack when I get home. I've got a few projects I'm working on. Today's raining, so have fun at the doctor. I always know that's a thrill, but it's better than the dentist. We'll catch you again. I'll watch. I'll get an email when you guys upload the Dropbox link. So have a good one. ND7J mobile, I think almost maritime mobile today.
Hey, KM4VWA. Hey, Bob. What's happening, bud? How's your backstroke today?
Me up, because it's a wet day, so take a few over the bow.
So what are you doing later this afternoon at about 3 or 4 o'clock?
Probably not much.
Having trouble with my LOTW. I'm doing my FT8. It's logging over to the N3FJP. And it says it's sending it over to N3FJP, and that's supposed to send it up to Logbook of the World, but I'm not getting any confirmations on my listing. And, you know, everything appears to be as normal as before, but I'm not getting any listings of any QSOs or QSLs.
You got TeamViewer on that computer. I'm pretty sure we've done this before. I can go through it remotely and see what I can find.
Appreciate your help. And I'm going to try to call up on AWRF today and try to make sure that my certificate is still good. I did change my password. Could that have had any effect? Well, I didn't change my password until after the issue started, so... Well, anyhow, I'll give you a call this afternoon, and we'll let you take a look at it, see if you can figure it out. You know, the AIDF files are all good. Everything seems to be fine. It just all seems to be in order, and I'm getting all the notification boxes, but like I said, it's just not showing up at AWRL or LOTW. So, anyhow, it's become a head-scratcher for me.
Where did you change your password? Which password? For LOTW, or what password did you change?
LOTW.
N3FJP, and change the password in there, too.
That's the LOTW.
N3FJP is actually logging into LOTW using your username and password, and then it uploads your files.
Okay, all right, well then that may be one part of the problem, but like I said, this was going on well before I changed the password, so, but anyhow, all right, well, we'll look at it this afternoon, and in the meantime, I'm having to head down into the top of Hayward Road at Pelham Road, and I'm backstroking it into Greenville.
Check is make sure that checkbox didn't come unchecked where it's telling it to load it up to LOTW. But, yeah, give me a call this afternoon. We'll log into it and take a look. We'll get it running.
Hi, Ben. I appreciate you. And is that Patrick that's going to do the DMR presentation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is he going to do that at the next meeting?
Our plans are to have it at the February meeting, but I have not actually carved that in stone yet. They're planning to get it completed and over to me, and I need to look it over, which I'm not going to change it. Whatever they do. But I will transfer it over to the SCDXA template that we have. But other than that, and that shouldn't take me very long, but I'm thinking it's going to be in February, but it could be March, one or the other.
Roger, roger. I tell you what, I have plans to make it to January, and as usual, the son-in-law and daughter have that up. I tell you what, family is a job, I'm telling you.
I think we had about 15 people there, and the presentation, I know nothing about DMR, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. Just kind of, it's going to be a very basic beginner's stuff. I'm kind of looking forward to it because I don't really know anything about it. I don't know that I'll jump out and go buy a DMR radio, but I would like to know a little bit more about it, and I know there's a couple, two or three other people over there that would be interested in hearing about it as well. So, Steve, I got to run. I'm in the driveway here, and it's pouring rain. I got to hurry up and get out. I'll melt if I stay out in that rain too long. You have a good one. I'll talk to you this afternoon at D7J 73.
73, Bob. Hope you can stay moderately dry. And I'm going to try to keep from getting moldy. K4BWA.
Put your duck wet feathers on this wing so you can stay dry. W2T Mobile.
Question there, Rusty.
K4BWA.
Well, I wasn't sure whether that was you or somebody else answering for you.
No. It was me doing my best impression of the Aflac duck.
Quack, quack.
Don't give up your day job.
Too much money at my day job, baby. Well, except for today, I'm having to get out in this sloggy mess and navigate. And I mean, like, as in marine navigation. It's ridiculous. It's wet. I mean, it's just...
Well, you can, ain't nothing you can tell me about that ain't bad. I mean, I got 2.5 to 3 inches of water at the end of my driveway where I'm trying to get out on the road. So it hasn't gotten over there yet to fix the drainage ditch, and then they're going to have to fix the end of my driveway where, because they didn't clean out the ditch the last time they were here, all they did was create a hole in the pile of leaves and the dirt so that water could flow over the top of everything and then maybe go down through my... Oh, well, I'm headed to the dentist's office this morning.
I can comment, but I will refrain. Those are not college degree people that they go out with the trucks and do that type of work.
But they are a little bit smarter than the average idiot in most cases.
In some cases, that's a broad assumption. But anyhow, neither here nor there. At least they are out working and trying to earn some money. You got to give them credit for that.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, just heard you in there talking to Bob. And I'm like Bob. I might like a little bit of knowledge about DMR, but I'm not going to rush out and buy some DMR radios. They're too expensive.
That presentation that they do is going to make the determination whether I've got a DMR radio for sale or not.
Those radios are too expensive as far as I'm concerned.
And I got a nice one. I got an Anytone. I believe it's a 578 UB or something or other plus. And, yeah, you're right. They're not cheap, but they're not that bad either.
That pocketbook is. Well, I have arrived. Let me get on inside here. My appointment's in about 10 minutes, and I do need to get in, get checked in, and try not to drown on the way from my car to the door, front door. I'll talk to you later. KN4EWA, W2T.
Hope you have a good day. I think it comes out all right. 73's rusty. KN4BWA, clear.